T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. Yeah, Taz here. No Moose. Moose is off today, and AB is sitting in. Andrew Bogus. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and most importantly, mortgage confidently. If you're listening to us on CBS Sports Radio across these great United States, on one of our awesome affiliates, we appreciate that very, very much. Or maybe you're checking out the show on Sirius XM Channel 206 and on Sirius XM 206, the app. Sirius XM Channel 206 is the home of CBS Sports Radio. Or maybe you check out the show on radio.com streaming. Or maybe you're checking out the podcast of the show on radio.com or on Apple Podcasts, which this show podcasts every day for free, Moose and I. So you can check it out. We know you guys are busy and you're doing a lot of stuff, so it's tough to sometimes commit to 3 hours of live programming. But it doesn't matter. We get you. You got us, I should say, on demand. So gonna get a little chat here about, guess what? The XFL. The XFL is back. Big jump. Big difference of a convo here. Earlier we were talking about Bryce Harper and everything. Where's he going to end up, and how many is he going to get? $300-$400 million, $350 million, whatever it is. And then we segue into talking about the XFL, and because their cities are named, the XFL will be back in 2020. The XFL is owned and operated by my former boss, Vince McMahon of WWE. So a guy I worked for a decade, a guy I learned a lot from, a very intelligent, successful businessman, obviously. So the XFL failed back when in the 2000s, and I was in WWE while that XFL did fail, and I could tell you it was not fun. And what I mean by that is it kind of affected our money, the wrestlers. It did. Like, it affected our payoffs on the gates and the houses and stuff, meaning like the arenas, and because you get a percentage of the house, you know. So once XFL failed and flopped, and the NBC deal and all that stuff, AB, it hurt us, meaning the wrestling talent. We didn't think it'd be trickling down to us, but it did. I can tell you that. But then we eventually bounced back. So they listed the names, AB. So let's go through the names, okay, my friend? So the first one we'll tell you guys about, XFL in 2020. The stadium is Globe Life Park in Arlington. This is Dallas. So obviously Texas, the state of Texas, is a awesome football state.
Yes.
From youth football to middle school to high school to obviously college football and obviously professional football. So, I don't know. I think this is great. This is a top market for the great sport of football. And I think Vince McMahon and company XFL, good move here, getting Dallas.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, this is in comparison from top to bottom. These are bigger markets than what the AAF?
AAF, yes.
Has lined up.
Yes.
Although they have the one-year head start.
Right.
This is a little better looking on paper, these eight cities. And Dallas is a good one, of course.
Yeah, it is. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, and then they're going to stay in Texas, and they're going to Houston to TDECU Stadium.
Yeah. I think that's where the Cougars play. I don't know.
I think it might be. And that's in Houston, in Texas. Again, we've seen this, obviously, all the years with the NFL, or having two franchises in the state of Texas. And it's fine. But you're right. A bigger market. They could have went to a little bit of a smaller market with like a San Antonio or an Amarillo or something like that. Instead, they went into Houston. And they are trying to do it bigger. This should be good. I mean, we'll see what happens with this. Then they're going to go out west, out to California. They go to the City of Angels, Los Angeles. And they will play at the StubHub Center in Carson, California.
Which will be empty of the Chargers by then.
That's right. Good point.
They will be in their new L.A. stadium with the Rams,
which
the coming
looks
season.
Like a futuristic freak zone.
Of course.
Things unbelievable. Freak zone. How's that? Futuristic freak zone. So I digress. So
Pete thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I'm used to working with someone. I don't think my stuff's
Does
funny.
Does Pete laugh in your ear just like for your...
No, because I look across the grass, the glass, and I see Pete smiling, and I'm happy. It just makes me happy. So that's all.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. So, Los Angeles, StubHub Center in Carson, California. You know, you're going into a major market again here. They're going big, and then they're going to go into New York, okay? And they're going to play at MetLife Stadium, home of the Jets and Giants. Good luck filling that, Vince. So,
well, I mean, not only good luck filling that, their first game is February 9th. I mean, no thank you. I love the Giants. I don't want to sit outside and be cold for the Giants. And you're going to give me in February in peak winter? And winter out here extends into March now these days. So that's a tough, tough ask.
Well, dude, okay, we'll go to a little bit of a warmer climate. Then the XFL is going to go to Seattle. How's that?
I'll take it.
A little rainy, not much warmer. But they're going to play at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. So then St. Louis, another great football town. The Dome at the American Center in St. Louis, Missouri. And then you want to get warm, they're going right down to Tampa, man, playing Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. And then the last one they have announced is in D.C., Washington, D.C., at Audi Field, which is in Washington, D.C. Audi Field.
I think that is where the D.C. United play.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. So to go through it real quick, Dallas, these are the XFL in 2020 towns. Dallas, Houston, L.A., New York, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, Washington, D.C. Like you said, top markets for the most part.
Yeah, and big stadiums.
Big stadiums. It's going to be an ambitious task filling this, for sure. And now a lot of people feel like, you know, Moose and I talked about this a while back when the news came out about the AAF and the XFL, that maybe the bulk of football fans need a break. I personally don't. I remember years ago with the USFL and stuff like that, I was one of those guys that was into it. I loved it. You know, I was a big fan of it. I understand, I get it, ladies and gentlemen, like where you're going to get the players from. The better players are coming out of college and they're going to the NFL. I understand that. And by the way, if you want to call a show and delve into this topic, feel free, 855-212-4227. So my thing, though, AB, is I feel like it's different than years ago. There are so many talented players from different conferences, not the typical Power Fives or even some guys that are playing 1AA ball and D2 ball that are tremendous players that deserve opportunity. And the athletes change. The football players changed. It's not like years ago where it's like, all right, well, you know, he didn't come out of Alabama or he didn't come out of, you know, USC or, you know, Texas then. You know what? He sucks. No. That's not the way it is anymore. So I do feel like the key is for the XFL and the AAF, if you have the right recruiters, right guys going out, scouts, finding these players at these other schools. Or maybe you get the guy who plays for Alabama or plays for Clemson, but he's second on the depth chart or third on the depth chart. He's maybe a five-star out of high school, but he's just not getting the opportunity because he's got another five-star ahead of him that's a year older than him. And you call games, college football games, you understand what I'm saying. You see this. And you called University of Delaware football, and who are they playing again?
Villanova. And there are some good players in those games, but I don't know if they're good enough to hold your attention. And that's my concern is, I don't think, if you're a football fan, and now, football is not my first love. I love baseball, and I love hockey almost equally. They're atop my list. But I'm not watching a double-A baseball game.
I straight love football.
Right, sure. But like, I'm not watching a double-A baseball game randomly on a summer night. Now, I'll go to the occasional one because it's more cost-effective and it's fun. It's easier to get in and out, whatever.
So you live on Long Island, so you'll go to a Long Island Ducks game.
I go to a Brooklyn Cyclones game when mood arises, not the Ducks. But but now hockey, I've watched. The World Juniors are coming up at the end of this month.
That's
into fun. January.
That's some talented
players. Yeah. Under 20 tournament. It's a big deal around the globe, but that's like a 2-week commitment. I'm not turning on the Oshawa Generals against the Seattle Silvertips randomly. Football fans say they love football, but are you watching a MAC game on a Tuesday on ESPN? Because that's to me the equivalent of what you're going to be getting.
I know
here.
I'm in the minority. I do. I will watch that MAC game.
You're calling yourself the minority in this.
I agree. I know that. But I do think, first thing, that's a different topic, right? The audience, filling the stadiums. That's going to be tough. Like I said, an ambitious task. What I'm talking about is the quality of player. the typical narrative once the news came about these two non-NFL, you know, leagues starting, AAF and XFL, year apart, which I think is bad that they're so close apart. I mean, the news came out about the XFL. Next thing you know, the AAF came out with their news. You know, so, and they're going to do it a year prior. They're going to do it starting in 2019. My thing is this. If it was just one league, let's say it was just the XFL in 2020, I do think that there's enough good players out there that aren't getting enough minutes in college that are talented enough to do well on a pro level to keep my attention. But again, I'm that guy on a Tuesday that's going to watch a Mac game. I will. Okay? But to have two leagues, that's where it's going to get watered down with the right talent. That's the problem.
I don't have your same confidence in the talent level. I mean, however, you can do the math on the full NFL roster being at 90 and then practice squad time 32. Now you're into, you know, whatever that is. The best AAF player is the first person not in the NFL. And I just, well, like, he can't be good.
That's not true. That what you just said, I disagree with that last sentence, and I'll tell you why. It's unfair to say that he can't be good. There are a plethora of NFL players right now that are not starters, that are not good, that are really good. They just happen to have a guy in front of them that's great.
But they're in the NFL, and they can't be in these leagues.
Hold on. If a guy is, hypothetically, if he's a second line, a second string, you know, or a third string guy, and he feels he's a baller, and he's got just too much in front of him, and he can't break out. He can't break out. So he might want to make a teeny bit less money to be a starter on the XFL Los Angeles franchise. That could happen.
Let me use a New York example just because it's fresh in my head, and that's where we are this morning. Davis Webb, who was a Giant, now he's a Jet. He's the third. I don't even know if he's actually on their roster, on their practice squad, but he's the third Jet quarterback behind Josh McCown and right. Sam Darnold. Davis Webb is not leaving the NFL to go play in the AAF or the XFL. That's not happening. So now we're talking about guys who can't even get on an NFL roster on a rate. Like, I don't want to watch Tom Savage play quarterback. And I saw the names on the list of the quarterbacks in the AAF because they did a quarterback-only draft. And, like, there are guys you go, like, oh, he's still alive. That's good to hear. Like, oh, I remember when Zach Mettenberger played in the SEC. I don't want to watch Zach Mettenberger play football. Now, I might maybe once for the anomaly of it, but I'm not going to watch week to week hoping to watch them, you know, to be mediocre at best. It's just that's not for me.
So you feel that not one, but both of these leagues, it sounds like, not to put words in your mouth, it sounds like you feel both AAF and XFL are going to flop.
I would think the AAF flops first because they don't have Vince McMahon behind it. I don't think that these have any long-term success. I don't see it.
I don't completely agree. I think the AAF is going to have a little struggle for sure because it feels like we just talked about this happening, and next you know it's starting in 2019, and we're in middle of December right now, so 2019 is a couple weeks away. So I don't know if they're ready. I know they did their quarterback draft, you're right, but I will say this, as a former athlete, and as the dad of an athlete, a college athlete, I'm telling you right now, there are guys, not diamonds in the rough, guys that are really good players in the NFL, and guys that are in college, that are young in college, that might have an XFL come at them, and they might be like, I have a chance to go and play right away, make good money. I mean, I'm not going to make $10 million a year like I'd make in the NFL, but make good money, do what I love. My passion to make a living playing pro football. You're going to get guys that are, look, now, dude, you're right. You're going to get guys that aren't very good players. I agree. I don't want to sit here and act like I think every guy on the roster in AAF and XFL and the XFL are going to be really, really good players. You're going to have guys that will get that opportunity and either leave the NFL that aren't stars, that feel they have the ability to be stars, that are willing to make a little less money instead of riding pine and go play. That's what you work your ass off for, is to play.
Let me ask you this, and I don't mean to really dismiss both of these leagues. I hope they have enough success to stay in business.
Yeah, you sound excited about
it. Well, but I mean, like, the CFL already exists, and there's no...
Do you like the CFL?
I've watched maybe a combined 30 minutes of the CFL.
Then you're not a football fan.
But my point is...
I like the CFL.
What's the CFL pipeline? Like, if you all of these people who are floating in the ether that think they could be in the NFL but want a chance to prove themselves, no one's going to the CFL to prove themselves to the NFL to get back in the NFL. Just like people are not going to go, if you have a chance to be in the NFL on an NFL roster, you're not choosing one of these leagues over the NFL.
I just want to make sure I understand what you're
saying. I don't even know if either one of these leagues is trying to poach people from the NFL.
I want to understand. I think I just want to make sure I'm clear what you just said. So you're telling me that you feel, now we're stereotyping people here, so ladies and gentlemen, keep that in mind. We are stereotyping groups of men, football players, right? You're saying to me that a player out of college would rather go to the NFL, be on an NFL roster, not play, as opposed to going to the AAF or the XFL, start, make good money, and play the game that they work their rear end off for. You think that guys would rather sit on a bench?
Yes.
I disagree with that.
Because I don't know, first of all, I don't know the salary structure, so I don't know what good money is in either one of those. I can't imagine it's anywhere near what the minimum in the NFL is.
You're putting it all on the money end.
I'm just responding to what you said to make good money.
But I'm just letting you know about an athlete. Now, I was a pro athlete. I'm telling you, as an athlete, you want to apply your craft. And
right.
You can't apply your craft when you're on the bench. It's the same thing with kids who go to college and play sports. Some kids turn down offers from big, big programs that
right.
People scratch their head. Why wouldn't he go to that school? Well, because he wants to play right away. Well, no, why?
Right.
You can go there and wear the jersey and wear that Alabama jersey. Yeah, but I'm not going to play till I'm a senior. But yet I could go to Tulsa and get a full ride. And play for 4 years.
And show off so I make it to the NFL.
Hopefully.
Right.
I mean, hopefully.
I don't.
I mean, I'm giving
again,
Tulsa
point,
as an example. Maybe
ends,
it's a bad example.
No, but
you get my point.
I get your point. And my point remains, the overriding one, is that all of these people in this group, which will exist, I don't dismiss the idea that there will be people on the periphery here who are going to want to be or looking for something. They're not, the reason why they're looking for something is because they're not, relatively speaking, that good of a football player. So when they go in the AAF or the XFL, they're not going to hold my attention.
Yes, but when you say not good of a football player, you're comparing to the best of the best starters in the NFL. That's,
right. So maybe I'm a snob. Because again,
yes.
I'm not watching the G League on Tuesday.
But the majority,
I don't care about those guys.
I agree. The majority of people, football fans, are like you. I think that want to see they see a pro football game and they're expecting to see Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady. They're expecting to see guys to that level nonstop. They're expecting to see that. And that you're not going to get that on a regular basis with AAF or XFL, just like you don't with the Arena League, just like you don't with the CFL. But for me, as a football fan, okay, I'll watch an arena game. I mean, I couldn't give you rosters off the top of my head, but I will watch a Canadian game. I will. I'm a football purist.
Right, and I know that there's a lot of you, but I don't know that there's enough to sustain the success of this league.
That I'm not going to argue with. That could definitely be. You're probably right on that. I just feel like, as far as the actual player, the players, bulk of these cats want to get out there and ball, not ride pine. That's all I'm saying. Guys want to play. That's all. I mean, we can continue the conversation. I know you're looking. You want to say something. I have to go to break, sir. And if you have an opinion, listen to us right now. Do you want to see the XFL? Do you want to see the AAF? Are you done with football after the Super Bowl of pro football? You need a break. Do you care about it? 855-212-4227. Taz here with AB. We'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
All right, we're back here. We're going to get to your phone calls in a minute. Phone lines are burning up here. Everybody wants to talk about the XFL and the AAF. Will it work? Will it not work? We'll get to all you guys in a second, AB and myself. We have Brett Heller. Mr. Heller, you have your sports update. Roll through it, kid. What do you got going on?
All right, this report's brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The Raptors finishing off a season sweep of the Warriors, 113-93, the final in Oakland. That was without Kawhi Leonard, who missed the second straight game with a bruised hip. Kyle Lowry, 23 points and 12 assists. Fred VanVleet says taking out the defending champs again, no big deal.
We expect to win, and we're a great team. We feel like we're one of the top teams in the NBA for a reason. So while this is a great win for us, we acknowledge that this is a great team. They have our full respect. It's just another win for us. We'll take it, and you know, we'll feel good about ourselves, and we'll move on and go try to get another tough one in Portland.
Now, the Raptors did lose Jonas Valanciunas to a dislocated thumb. Elsewhere, it was raining threes in Sacramento.
Heal going for another one. He's got another one. Sacramento Kings tonight are shooting threes like they're the Houston Rockets or the Golden State Warriors.
Gary Gerald on Kings Radio, 19 threes for the Kings. They beat the Timberwolves 141 to 130. Celtics won their seventh in a row, 130 to 125 over the Wizards in overtime. Kyrie Irving scored 38 points. He had the final 12 of the game for Boston. Five straight wins for the Pacers, 113-97 over the Bucks. Indiana getting Victor Oladipo back. He'd missed 11 games with a sore knee. Oladipo, 12 points, 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis, 44-18. The Pelicans beat the Thunder, 118 to 114. Jeremy Lamb, the game-winning basket with 0.3 seconds left. Hornets top the Pistons 108-107. The latest from the baseball winter meetings, the Dodgers and reliever Joe Kelly reportedly agreeing to a three-year deal worth $25 million. Jay Reese Familia getting 3 years and $30 million to go back to the Mets. Those are the same numbers for Lance Lynn and his deal with the Texas Rangers. The Nationals shipping pitcher Tanner Roark to the Reds for another pitcher and another Tanner Rainey.
A lot of Tanners.
Too many Tanners.
Too many.
In one sentence.
Too many Tanners.
NFL news, the Ravens sticking with rookie Lamar Jackson at quarterback, even though Joe Flacco's healthy, coming off his hip injury. The Eagles might not have Carson Wentz Sunday night against the Rams because of a sore back. Here's head coach Doug Peterson.
Nothing game-related. He's dealt with it, you know, and so we're just going to continue to evaluate.
College football, Temple set to hire Miami defensive coordinator Manny Diaz as its next head coach. College basketball, Texas Tech 9-0, equaling its best start in 10 years. The 11th-ranked Red Raiders blew out Northwestern State 79-44. Gentlemen.
All right, Brad Heller, we appreciate that very much. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. AB, we're talking about the XFL. Will it work? Will it not? The AAF, the Alliance of American Football, which starts February 9th, I believe, in 2019. So the XFL is going to be in 2020. So let's get to the phone calls. A lot of folks calling the show. Let's talk to Reed. Reed in Kansas City, you're on with Taz and AB. What's going on, Reed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's Good morning, up, buddy. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm listening to you guys debating, and the guy that's a casual football fan, I could see why he feels the way he does. But I remember as a kid watching the USFL, and one of my favorite players from Michigan, Anthony Carter, actually went to the USFL, and I think Herschel Walker did. And
that's right. Jim Kelly, Reggie White, bunch of guys. Steve Young.
Doug Flutie. A stud running back in Philadelphia. Bryant.
Yep.
That was a receiver for the Chicago Blitz from Grambling that I was crazy about.
Yep.
So to say no stars would go there is inaccurate because...
Reed, this, first of all, I understand what you're saying about the USFL. It's not a comparison to this. The USFL was a direct competitor to the NFL and went out there and got those guys, got Herschel Walker, got Jim Kelly, got Warren Moon. There will be no one in the neighborhood in the talent level of those guys that will play in either one of those two leagues, which is exactly my point.
I disagree with you for the reason what Moose said. It's more athletes now out there. It's more schools putting out athletes now than it was back then. That every school now is competitive from the starter to the third stringer. It's not like it was in the 80s when you had a couple of good guys. Every school out there has a star. Look at UCF, Central Florida.
Right.
Central Florida, they're undefeated 2 years straight. Those are not bombs. Those are good kids.
No, those are good players. And Reed, you're good players.
They're not in the playoffs because it's not a big-name school. So we're talking about programs like that are putting out productive kids.
That's my point.
That's not getting a chance in the NFL because of maybe the school they came out of.
Right, Reed, listen, I agree with everything you're saying. You're right on everything you said. You're exactly right on everything except for the part when you said you agree with Moose. Moose isn't here. I'm Taz.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all good, Reed. Thanks for calling, bro. Oh, man. Let's talk to, let's go out to Pennsylvania. He's listening on 96.5 FM. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, what's going on? You're on with Taz and AB. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Taz?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I think go with the NFL because just like the last caller just said.
Right.
Yeah, you got more. You have
better players hungry. Coming out of college. There's more players. The what?
They're hungry right now. They're hungry. Well, right. You know, they're hungry for the spot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. No, I
they're
understand.
Trying to get their, you know, that's just what it is. They're hungry.
They're hungry. There's definitely an opt. Right. And you got to be. You got to be. Ed, we appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you very much. And there is. And I understand. Look, I understand what you're saying, too, about that the USFL went right at the NFL back then.
Right.
And grabbed guys like Anthony Carter, you know, and grabbed guys like Reggie White and stuff and Steve
Listen,
Young.
Listen, in 2020, when Tua Tagovailoa goes to the XFL, we'll have this conversation again. But that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what's going to go on here. See. This is for leftovers. This is for guys, yes. I'm not.
We don't say that word on the show.
The guys, these are guys.
Say undercard.
Who are going to want to prove themselves. I get that. But the reason why they're proving themselves is because they're not in the NFL. And yes, there are times where the NFL misses on guys and they should have a job and they don't. And it will be a good story when a guy ends up in one of these leagues and plays well and gets signed by the NFL and then is productive there as well. I just think that those will be few and far between. And on a week-to-week basis,
right.
When you're mad now, by the way, I mean, how many times we take calls on a Monday morning or tomorrow morning we could? Well, maybe not tomorrow because of the Chargers and Chiefs. But how many times we have conversations about sometimes how bad there is, how bad the football is in the NFL?
You know why?
Because
we're spoiled.
Have
no, because we're spoiled.
Fifth level guys
no, bro,
in the spring
spoiled.
Complaining.
We are spoiled as NFL fans because you're expecting the greatness you see out of a lot of the great players all the time. So we're spoiled. I'm a football fan. I want straight football. It don't have to be perfect. I don't care if I'll watch a D3 game. I'll watch an Ivy League game, a Patriot League game. It don't matter. I'll watch football, any kind of college football. I'm not watching high school football. That annoys me. I'm not watching it. Well, because I was a really, really tremendous high school player, and I wasn't on TV, and I was better than all these guys. So that's my real fact on that. And let's go to New York and talk to the Kingsman. Kingsman,
whoa.
You're on with Taz and AB. A big moment here, the Kingsman, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, buddy?
Good moment, Taz.
Good moment,
AB.
Good moment.
Good moment. I guess Pope 2 is somewhere around there since the callers think he's on. But
yeah, I know.
Moment
Pope
2.
It's Pope 2. Pope 2. You know, Pope 2 is what I call Moose sometimes, yes. Okay. What's going on, Haas?
Not much. I mean, honest, I agree with the last two callers for
of
the most part.
Of course you do.
I mean, I'm pretty excited about...
Such a mark.
You know, both of them. I'm a mark for you, AB. You're the man, bro. But, you know, I'm just, you know, like kind of like Taz. I'm at a point where I just want to watch football. You know, I can watch it year-round now.
Mark.
You know, if we're talking about, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago when the XFL was just on its own against the NFL, you know, at that point, people were getting burned out. But I think now it's just... Like the last caller says, you're getting so much other talent out there that the games are going to be good.
There's different, and then what I'm saying, Kingsman, and AB, I kind of don't agree. There's more depth in talented players that are not getting as many reps on a D1 level in college, and that's who you got to hope the AAF and the XFL grabs.
Absolutely, and my biggest concern really is going to be, you know, what kind of refereeing are you going to get? Because if people are complaining now about the NFL's refereeing, you know, you're not going to get those guys down at that level.
Maybe get Mike Chioda. He could do some of the games. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Mike Chioda, Kingsman, thanks for the call, brother. We appreciate it.
Mark.
Mike Chioda is a referee in WWE, so you wouldn't know.
Okay,
he's
I would
pro wrestling referee. Yeah, I don't think he'd be doing the.
That was above my head.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, it wasn't even an inside joke. It was just like, if you watch wrestling in the past 15 years, you know who Mike Chioda is. Right, Pete?
Oh, yeah. Senior official.
See, there you go.
Great job.
Let's go down to Houston. Oh, Speakerphone Jones. You're on with Taz and AB.
Mark.
What's going on, Speakerphone? What's going on?
Hashtag we over, and Pete can take it a little easy with that mark drop.
You are a mark.
I still have issues with that guy for calling out speakerphones yesterday. Hey, I think the biggest miss that the XFL has made so far is the markets that it's chosen. I know that you have to get into some major markets, obviously, to spread the word as it was, but I think the biggest misstep is they should have found some of these hotbeds for college football that are clamoring for professional teams, and they should have strategically placed some teams in those markets so you could kind of get a groundswell following that would build up and actually make this more of a competitive game.
Right, right. Well, yeah, no, agreed. I mean, but see, AB, and it's like you heard what Speakerphone Jones said. He laid it down right. Now, look, Speakerphone, you're in Houston, right? So you, you got now, you get a ton of football there. I mean, Friday Night Lights, high school games, you know, different college games, you know. Now,
worst fans in the country.
Work for, okay, well, there you go. Put a mask on when you go into the stadium. I'm just saying, we'll see what happens now. What you know, with the XFL market, with the XFL team, I should say, in Houston. Speakerphone, we appreciate the call. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this whole thing. Let's take another call here. Let's go down Arizona, out to Arizona, I should say. Hey, Rudy, you're listening on 1290 AM. You're on with Taz and AB. What's up, Rudy?
Hey, what's up, man? No, you know, basically, I was hearing the radio and. You guys are talking about, well, he was talking basically that the league policies are going to fail, but you remember you got players out there like Cap and other players that we want to see back in the league. I mean, that Washington blunder was horrible, let's be honest. You go and sign Josh Jackson as a throw pass since 11, and you let a Super Bowl quarterback sit with them. You know, it's just there's players like that we get to see now coming back and with the abundance of talent, and it's not just in the U.S. I mean, there's talent across, you know, the world now. I mean, we're getting rugby players coming into the NFL who are getting chances. I mean, we're going to see a whole different venue of players.
True, Rudy, but the thing is, one thing I will say, Rudy, one thing where AB makes a point, even in, he didn't say it like this, but I know what Andrew's saying, Rudy, is the quarterback spot's the key, right? So, we, you know, I know you didn't say this, Rudy, but you're not going to worry about getting a guy that's a great rugby player to play QB. You know what I mean?
No, that's the Kaepernick thing,
I agree with you on the Kaepernick.
A great fullback. You know, it's just we're going to get a lot of talent. Like you said, there's a lot of in-depth talent that is going across this nation now. So, yeah, man, I think it's exciting. I think it has a place to stand. I mean, I would love to come home and watch football every Sunday if I could.
There you go, bro. You know? Well, you're going to get a chance now. It's going to be all year round. Rudy, we appreciate the call. All right, on that note, we're talking about football. We're going to have a football great. Great running back out of UVA. Great running back. Played for the New York Giants. Great host right here, co-host on CBS Sports Radio. His name is Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber joins AB and myself right here on Taz and the Moose. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, you got Taz and you got AB, Andrew, sitting in for the Moose. Moose is off today. So we've been having a great show, having a good time, and let's bring in our special guest, and let's bring in the man himself, stud running back out of UVA, superstar running back for the New York Giants, does a great job right here with BT on Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio. Tiki Barber, Tiki Taz here, you got Andrew too, what's up, brother?
What's up, Taz? What's up,
Bruce? What's going on?
Tiki, hey, Tiki, Tiki.
Bro, so listen, I'm watching, I was flipping through the TV, and I saw you and BT on TV the other day, right, on CBS, right? Doing your show. And then I stop because I see this jacked up dude with these thigh high pink leather boots on.
Like, you were jealous. I know you were jealous.
I was, well, first thing I said, man, look at this guy's triceps. That's the first thing I said. Then I'm like, that's Tiki. Tiki's in kinky boots? Tiki on Broadway? Man. What is going on, bro?
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, most people don't know this, but like 10, 12 years ago, no, it's longer than that, actually, Ted, like 15 years ago, I did a couple of off-Broadway plays. Mm. One was an original. It was called Seeing Double, about these set of twins. And another one was a John Patrick Shanley, who is the author of Moonstruck, a play that he wrote called Women of Manhattan. Mm. And it was fun. It was neat. It was something that I had never done. And I don't know, maybe there was like a Broadway dream in there at some point, but it kind of just faded. You get busy doing other things. Life comes at you quickly and it goes away. But my manager has a relationship with a couple of these producers, and they were looking for a specific person, an athlete, to play the role of Don in Kinky Boots. They'd always wanted an athlete to do it. So my name got thrown into the hat. And for a couple months later, I got offered the role. So I'm excited. So
How are they going to get those? Listen, you got some decent-sized quads on you. I mean, you ran the ball. You ran a rock. You did a lot of squats, a lot of hack squats. You've trained your legs for a lot of years, right?
Yeah, man.
So they got a customized boots for you, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, exactly. Every actor who's played Don gets their own set of boots. So about a month ago, I had to go get a custom fit, and you know they'll be done in a few weeks here. And I'll start rehearsals in January, a couple dress rehearsals, and January 21st is opening night for me. It'll be fun.
Tiki, here's my question. Cool, isn't enough enough? I mean, you're Tiki Barber, giant hero. You're a successful businessman and the radio show, and now you're on, like, can't you just leave something for the rest of us?
Well, you know what? These people always ask me, like, why do you do all these things? And they're opportunities, and they're great, and they don't happen if I'm in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's because I'm in New York, and there's so many things on my bucket list that just would be cool to do, right? Yeah. And I've already accomplished a ton of them, playing in the National Football League and running a marathon. I've now run 9, and I'm addicted to them. I've met the presidents. I've met, you know, Condoleezza Rice. Been to Israel with Shimon Peres. And getting a chance to be on Broadway, which is something not a lot of people get to do.
Right.
So you say yes, and you go, and you take a challenge. I'm assuming I'm going to be successful. I don't know.
you are. No, you're going to kick ass, dude. You are.
You do these things when they come your way. Otherwise, you'll regret it.
You are. I'm sure you're getting a lot of razzing and ribbing from a lot of former teammates you had, bro.
But you know what, Taz? They all knew I was, like, eccentric anyways. I was always a weird guy.
Awesome. And you can sing, Tiki.
They knew they could count on me on Sundays, but they always looked at me like, Tiki's weird, man.
That's awesome, dude.
Yes, I can sing Bogus. I can't. I remember, like, in the early days of, I don't know if you were, you remember the early days of Tiki and Tierney when Dana was with us? We would do, like, these singing sessions every now and then.
See, I only remember BT trying to rap. That's kind of overwhelmed my memory of those situations.
Exactly.
It's funny. Hey, you know, hey, Tiki, it's funny. What Bogus says to me, he says, like, you know, that you guys back when you were doing more, like, you get, he said, but Andrew said, he goes, I haven't gotten a chance to do all the cool stuff, been to all the cool stuff that Tiki and BT do. He goes, like BT's 40th birthday party. I'm like, why is BT's 40th birthday party a big deal? Like, he goes, well, I wasn't invited. So
and
Bogus,
Pete was. Bogus, so I never forget that.
Bogus is butthurt, Tiki, that he wasn't invited.
So I better get backstage passes to Kinky Boots. That's really what we're driving at here.
Oh, anytime you want, Bogus. Anytime. It's tight and it's, like, uncomfortable, and you're like, wait, this is what this is?
No, dude, you're gonna attack it just like you would as an athlete or a marathon. It's a competition, right? You're gonna compete. Yeah. That's what you do, man.
You're exactly right, Taz. You know, and you're put on a performance. I mean, you guys do it every day.
Yep.
You put on a performance.
Yep. That's it.
Right? You have an opinion. You entertain your listeners. It's different, but it's similar. And I've been doing it for a lot of my life, whether on the stage of NFL football fields or on TV or on radio now. It's part of who I am.
Well, you're an entertainer, an athlete. You're a jack of all trades, master of all. So I'm going to speak to one of your things that you're a master of is football. So let's talk a little football, bro. Got to ask your opinion. Pat Mahomes, have you seen a quarterback like this lately in a while? Break him down for me, bro. Break him down.
Never.
Look, yeah.
Brett Favre used to do stuff similar to this, but he was more traditional, more risk-taking when he was young. But you guys watched the game last weekend against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't think the Ravens were going to win because of Pat Mahomes. But there were moments where that Ravens defense had him on the ropes, and they were getting conservative offensively. I was like, all right, maybe somebody's got a defensive game plan to slow down this Kansas City Chiefs offense. And then you saw a couple of plays that just jumped to mind. There was one where he was scrambling right. He stepped up, and he tried to get the ball to Spencer Ware. And the throw was, I mean, it was almost underhand. Right? It was a sidearm, like, baseball throw from a shortstop who was on his knees, you know, flipping it across the diamond to first base, like, underneath a defender, and it hit Spencer Ware directly in the chest. He picked up, you know, 15 yards down the left sideline. I'm like, what the hell did he do?
No look pass.
And then you go back and look at it in slow motion. It's like, no quarterback in the league could attempt to execute that, and none that he would try would be successful doing it. And then, obviously, we saw the 4th and 9. It was, you know, late in the game. It was less than 2 minutes left, and the Ravens, instead of blitzing him and putting pressure to help him make him get the ball out of the hands, they drop everybody in the coverage, and nobody's open, obviously.
Right.
And he has to start scrambling. And here he goes, running full speed to the right sideline. He's right-handed. Full speed to the right sideline. He sees Tyreek Hill coming free of his defender, and the Ravens were getting lazy because, you know, they've been covering for 10 seconds. He's getting lazy in the backfield, in the secondary. And he launches this thing fully across his body,
jumps in the air, torches his upper body, throws his dime 27 yards downfield, and sets him up in position to score the, you know, the tying touchdown. They go in overtime and ultimately win. Like, he does things like that on the reg that just is not, it's not normal for quarterbacks to do. And then you're throwing all the numbers and the success and the fact that, you know, they're one of the favorites in the AFC. He's the MVP. You know, it's not what I would have thought would have been his inaugural season, because he didn't play as a rookie, but his inaugural season, it's something I've never seen before, and it's entertaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. You want to watch him play. You want to watch him play. Yeah.
As well as successful, it's entertaining, and that's awesome for the game.
Yeah, and it's amazing how fast he's gotten into the group of, like, you can't compare him to anybody else or vice versa. It's just not fair to say, like, Mahomes does this, Mahomes does that, because he's just already that good that he now is basically above all comparisons.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is how he grew up. His dad was a baseball player, as we all know. We've heard the stories many times. He's been around professionals and the expectation. That's the hardest thing to learn when you're a young player. And maybe these kids are just getting better at it, because Saquon did the same way.
I was just going to ask you about Saquon, Ben.
He just figures it out. But these young kids used to just be happy to be there. You know, it's one of the, I used to tell people, God, I hate rookies when I was playing. because they're happy. They're just I'm here. There was one exception. Jeremy Shockey was the only rookie that I remember coming in and being like, I'm ready to kick everybody's ass.
That's great.
From day one. Otherwise, it's a learning process, learning curve. But you're starting to see it. These young players can play right away.
Well, like Saquon and Baker Mayfield, these guys, they ball right out of the box.
Yeah, you're right, and Alvin Kamara is another one down in New Orleans. But Saquon, you know, early on, you know, the criticism was, oh, John should have taken a quarterback. They never would have, you know, they didn't want a running back is a dime a dozen. Look, he tiptoes. Look, watch him. You saw him in college. He always was trying to be Barry Sanders. Yeah, but fast forward 5 or 6 weeks into the season, which is like 4 or 5 weeks ago, he's starting to make these cuts and busting these 50-yard runs and, you know, catching 12, 14 passes a game, which, by the way, was one of my first records that he already broke.
Receptions
in a game. He's going to catch all of them eventually. But the game slowed down so quickly for him. It's like people ask me, it's like, it took me like 3 years to figure this thing out. It took him 3 weeks.
It's amazing, right? Yeah, it is. It really is.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's, Teek, man, we appreciate you hopping on a little bit. You'll be on later on with BT, right? At 3 p.m. Eastern, you guys are on. For those that want to hear more Tiki and Tierney, obviously. Listen, bro, kick butt, man, with Kicky Boots, man, on Broward, man. Happy for you, seriously.
I appreciate you guys. I rarely see you in the office, Taz, but Bogus, are you going to be doing double duty today?
No, I will not be here when you get here.
Oh, okay.
Bro, you and I work way different hours. That's why we're not seeing each other. You know, really.
I'll have my desk free. Both just always sit.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be out of your way. That's the good news for you.
See you guys.
All right, Teek, thanks, buddy. Take care, man. He's a good dude right there. So, he's going to look menacing on that stage in Broadway with those boots on.
I mean, it's just, I said the same thing about, like, Tony Romo. Like, Tony Romo. Well, yeah, NFL quarterback, really, really good at it.
I love Romo.
Handsome dude. When he was, like, trying out to be, trying to be in the U.S. Open as a golf. Like, isn't it enough that you're Tony Romo, cowboy quarterback, married to, like, a Miss USA? Like, just, like, let somebody else qualify for the U.S. Open. Who isn't already an NFL quarterback, and now he's mixing and being a TV star in the booth. And here's Tiki, like, oh, you know what, just for fun, I'm going to spend 3 weeks on Broadway, 3 months on Broadway.
In the wrestling
in
world,
red shiny boots.
Tiki Barber is described in one word, over.
Yeah,
and those know what that means. He is over, and that's a good thing. That's a compliment, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got the biggest headlines of the day. That's coming up next right here on Taz and the Moose. AB sitting in for the Mooses. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.